We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball. Big playoff game Saturday night as Audubon takes on Glidden Ralston in the first round. And Eric Borkowski, head coach for the Audubon Wheelers, joins us now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your baseball team coming into this matchup against the Wildcats?
Well, I feel really confident with our team. I mean, we've been starting to play pretty good ball the last few games. The other night, we took on a CAM team and lost 4-3. And I thought we played really well. Just some other factors throughout the game that weren't good for us. But we played well for the most part, so I'm glad we did that. We didn't have a lot of errors. We hit the ball pretty decent at times. We stayed patient at the plate, and I thought we just did a good job against CAM. And they're a very good team in the Rolling Valley and rated in the top 15. So that was great to see going into the playoffs.
Well, you've played some tough teams here at the end of the season. I mean, Logan Magnolia, if it wasn't for maybe one inning, you were right there with them. Trainer, you only lost by three. They're a solid team. Tri-Center is a very good team, maybe the second-best team in the WIC. You only lost by two. As you said, CAM, very tough team, only lost by one. We'll throw Missouri Valley out the window because there was one big inning that hurt you there. And Underwood, of course, is Underwood. So has there been any common theme of why you just haven't been able to get over the hump in some of these games?
I just think some of it has to do with our pitching, giving up too many walks, maybe having too many errors and things like that. But I don't know what it might be, but those would be my top three things to say would be those. I know the Underwood game we want to throw out the window, but for the most part, we were 3-3 going into like the fourth or fifth inning, and then they score three more to go up 6-3, and then we kind of, you never know about the weather, and their coach was like, hey, it's the bottom of the fifth. What are we going to do? And I was like, the game's official. We're already through five innings, so whatever happens, happens now. And then in that sixth inning, I think they score seven runs to beat us 13-3. But, I mean, for the most part, that game, I thought we were very competitive. They just hit the ball really well late in the game. But all the other games, I think we've pitched pretty decent. We've cut down on our errors. We've made plays. We've done a lot of the little things right. And that's what, just one thing that I think we got to continue going into the postseason. We got to continue to pitch well. We have to continue to cut down the walks and strikes, make good plays, keep hitting the ball like we have been. The last couple games, we've had some kids hit the ball really well, hit it really hard. And that's great to see. And I mean, unfortunately, in that Missouri Valley game, like you said, let's throw it out the window because it was one inning. We had a lot of good hits there. I mean, in the bottom of the sixth or seventh inning, I think it must have been the sixth. We had a kid hit a pretty hard hit ball up the middle. Shortstop comes across the middle, makes an outstanding play, and throws us out at first. I mean, that's one thing that I think we've been doing a lot better lately is we've been making really good contact, and that's great to see as we get into the postseason.
Well, that leads me into the offense. I mean, Carson Wessel and Adam Obrecht are your kind of primary run producers. You know, you're going to probably need other guys to try and create some runs. How do you feel like you've been producing your runs here lately?
I think it really helps that Jack Sanderson, the top of our order, Jack Sanderson, Brody Schultes have been getting on base to allow Carson Wessel to get some base hits. And even Gabe Jensen gets the chance to get them base hits. Mason Steckler, Colton Hansen, we adjusted him in the lineup. And I think moving him in the lineup, he's felt a lot more comfortable. And that's great to see. Adam Obrecht, I moved him a little bit. And then Aiden Kiergaard down in the nine hole. Seventh spot, that's usually my DH or my right fielder, just depending on the ninth. But everybody 1-9 can have a good night. I mean, I've seen a lot of the kids in the whole lineup have a good night. There are nights where they do struggle, but that's baseball. You're not going to be I don't know very many batters that have 1,000 batting percentage throughout the whole season. I know 300 is great, and we got three or four guys right at that 300 area or just below it. And everybody else, I think, is, for the most part, up around that 150 area, which, I mean, get a couple more hits here or there. Some of them hits that we ground out that are hard hit balls or hard hit line drives or line drives or fly balls, they get down, that's another hit. I mean, you give some of those guys at the bottom of the half of the 100, 150s, you give them a couple more hits, that's a couple more percentage points. They could be up around that 210, 220 area.
Pitching wise, where are you leaning in terms of starting on Saturday night?
Well, I'm looking real hard at Adam Obrick. Carson Wessel would probably be my one or those two pitchers I'd go to. And then Brody Schultes would come in relief. Aaron Olson, if he's available after pitching last night. I just got to look at the pitch count numbers. But even Jack and Mason Steckler, those are my top six pitchers, I would say, if I need to. But there's some other guys that pitch throughout the JV season and even throughout the high school, the varsity season, that I think I could call upon if I needed to.
For Glidden Ralston, they have three guys that they've used primarily as starters. I would imagine you're going to see Blaise Nelson, who has the better numbers of the three. He has a 2.96 ERA. What do you know about him and what Glidden has?
They throw a lot of strikes. They like to control the game with the strikes. They have a good 12-6 curveball. I told the kids, and when I saw that, I said, we just got to stay patient. And it's just one of those things that sometimes it's going to be a strike. Sometimes it's not. You have to be patient. Try not to chase. Even with the I can't draw a blank on their center fielder usually. Burkmeier. He's another pitcher that has kind of the same type of pitch, 12-6 curveball. And like I said, for the most part, we just got to stay patient at the plate, make them throw strikes, put the ball in play. You never know what can happen. People make errors. They're human. They're young kids. Get on top of them early, and you just never know what can happen throughout the game.
Yeah, and just overall, I mean, what are you going to have to worry about with Glidden Ralston? I mean, their offense is – they got a couple of home runs, but there's not much power there. They got a fair amount of doubles. I don't think there's anything that really stands out when I look at their stat sheet. One guy, Nelson, can steal bases, but he's the only one in double figures. What stands out when you look at them that you're going to have to deal with?
Well, I just – 1-9 with them is you let them get on base, they're going to try to steal bases. But they're not bad hitters from everything I've seen and I've heard. Their averages are a little different, but, I mean, there's some very good pitching in the Rolling Valley, but we also see very good pitching in the WIC. And it's just one of those things, we got to come ready to play. You just never know what can happen now that everybody's 0-0, and weirder things can happen, and upsets do happen within the postseason.
Well, Coach, should be a good ball game. Getting the chance to move on. Really appreciate your time. We'll see you Saturday night. Thanks so much.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
Eric Borkowski, head coach for Audubon Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.